chicos.
Buenos días.
¡Ey, cabrones!
Turn that shit down. Mr. Jacobs doesn't like that.
No manches, Marcos. Even chickens like los tigres del norte. Give us a break. No seas cabrón.
Okay, okay. But you turn that thing off if you see Mr. Jacobs.
Yes, sir.
Another thing. At tomorrow's meeting, we are talking about our races. It's happening. We have to be patient.
All right. That's what you're getting my boat, Marcos.
Eso chinga. Go on.
Morning, Marcos.
Morning, Enrique. You checked the temperature yet? It's too warm in here.
It's fine. You normally complain about it being too cold.
That's because I miss Guerrero. I got lizard blood, hermano. Everyone clock in. We all need to be doing our best. Don't want the bosses to have excuses. They are getting nervous about our union.
Everyone's here.
Bien, 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 bien. Vamos, atención. Atención, vamos. Aquí todos. Bien, bien. Buenos días. I just want to remind you that we are getting slow. We need that number up to 700 a day. The people upstairs are watching. Let's show them. Quiero esos pollos bien congelados.
You smell that? ¿No te huele medio raro? Como que se anda pudriendo algo.
Rotting? No, I don't smell it. Maybe you farted. El que primero lo huele debajo lo tiene. I do feel dizzy. Un poco mareado. But I stayed up last night.
You seen that Giselle girl, huh? Does your dad approve?
He told me the house is not a motel.
Ay, Dios. You tell your old man not to be a hypocrite, huh? He was once young, too. Don't let him forget that. Hey, ¿estás bien?
Perdón. Me siento mal.
Hey, you okay? Hey, se desmayó. Help me get him up. No, it's okay. It's okay, everyone. He passed out. It's okay. You all right? Enrique, mijo, ¿qué pasa?
I can't breathe.
Everyone out! Everyone! Out! Everyone get out! Now! Now! You pull that lever! Pull that alarm! What? Where is this locked? Hey, press that button. Pícale ya.
Patrón, it's not working.
Enrique. I want a mijo. Párate, carajo. Enrique.
Abranos. Open the door. No. Open the door. Open it, please. Open it.
Episode 3, Hen House, Part 1.
I hate hospitals.
I don't think anybody likes them.
What are these assholes doing here?
Morning.
I just got nothing better to do than hang outside an ER.
Ain't got a warrant, so we gotta wait here.
Jesus.
Just doing our job, Ranger. Same as you.
We're going after criminals. You're vultures. We're not the same kind.
Oh, we're definitely not, Castillo.
It's a room over there, I think.
Who's that guarding the door?
Don't know. His wife, maybe?
No. No. Leave my husband alone. Can't you see he's sick?
Hey, you can't be here.
You can't come in here like that.
Hey, 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 calm down, everybody, calm down. We're with the Texas Rangers. No ICE, no migra. Here to ask some questions. Policía.
Es lo mismo.
Why don't you talk to her?
Señora, estamos aquí para preguntar, para hacer unas preguntas a su esposo, Marcos Calderón.
Está muy enfermo, por favor. Déjenmelo descansar. No se lo lleven.
What is she saying?
She thinks her husband's getting deported.
Did you hear me? You can't be here. This is a hospital. You have no right.
Jesus, settle down. I just said we're not with ICE.
We barely managed to stabilize him. He's weak, almost suffocated. Do you know what liquid nitrogen does to your lungs?
How long has he been here?
A week.
Nitrogen can knock you out like that?
He's the only survivor. The rest of them died. We lost 5 upon arrival.
I know he's fragile, but we need to talk to him. We're trying to figure out what happened.
Only if she gives you permission. Otherwise, I'll have to call the cops.
Lady, we are the cops. Eileen, can you get her to approve the visit?
Señora, solo queremos hablar con tu esposo para entender qué pasó en la granja de pollos.
Me lo intentaron matar. Me lo quieren matar. Ustedes nos tienen que cuidar, por favor.
What's she saying?
They tried to kill her husband.
Who's they?
Marcos, mi amor, estas gentes nos quieren ayudar. Bueno, eso dicen.
Pero si son policías, Sonia.
Ya sé, pero esa mujer está... Ella habla español. No se ve tan mala.
They hate us, don't they?
She's trying to convince him, but yeah, they don't trust us.
Okay. He's going to talk to you.
Señor Calderón, ¿cómo se siente? Mi nombre es Eileen Castillo y trabajo con los Texas Rangers.
Yes, my wife explained it to me. What do you want?
I understand there was a nitrogen leak at your workplace. We're trying to get the facts straight, that's all. The company you work for, Chicken Winter, they're saying it was an accident. Do you know if all safety protocols were being followed that day? Anything out of the ordinary?
We were trying to unionize. Maybe that counts as out of the ordinary.
So you're saying it wasn't an accident?
We have been freezing chickens for 10 years. We know how to handle the equipment, the valves, todo.
But I was told you arrived late that day, so perhaps...
I was 50 minutes late. Was in the parking lot calling Mr. Jacobs. Told him we were ready and we were gonna vote on Friday. They tried to buy me. Offered me money to drop the union project. I said no.
So you're saying this is a punishment?
I'm not saying anything. You said you wanted to get the facts straight. Those are the facts. ¿De dónde eres tú, por cierto?
Yo soy de aquí.
Ah, well then you should know how it is here. We can't just go out and talk. Most of the workers at the farm, they don't have papers.
Their status doesn't concern me.
But now you know, they did this to us. Because they know. They know we can't do anything about it.
Motherfucker. Hey, pal. Why so serious?
Nothing, Andy. Just thinking about the case. Marcos might have an agenda. In a fucked up way, this all helps his cause.
Well, nothing changes until someone dies. Everyone has a hard-on for martyrdom.
See that blue car behind us?
Yeah.
I think it's been following us. I saw it in the hospital parking lot.
Let's pull it over.
For what?
For following us.
That's not really a crime, and I'm not 100% sure we are being followed.
Jesus, okay, I keep driving then.
So, this is where we keep them. As you can see, you're getting the freshest meat possible. We do the deed and then use the liquid nitrogen to chill them. That way, the whole chicken lasts longer on your supermarket shelf. More tender, higher cooking yields.
I kind of feel sorry for the chickens.
Or are you giving up on chicken and waffles?
Fuck no.
Mr. Jacobs, can you guide us to the poultry freezing section?
Sure, no problem. This way, please.
door working fine now?
Excuse me?
The door. Did you fix it? It was locked when some of the workers were trying to get out.
Oh.
I was also told the emergency button was disabled.
Yeah, well, about that. We were having jamming problems with that door. We do have a system in place that automizes everything. I'm happy to check the log and get back to you on that.
19 of your workers are dead and you haven't checked the logs?
Well, I'm afraid corporate counsel has those logs. Okay. So, this is where we freeze the poultry. It has been non-operational since the accident, but normally it is way colder in here.
So, where did the nitrogen leak happen?
This is one of the machines. Apparently, it was dropping liquid from the side. The fumes got into the ventilation setup and folks inhaled it.
This automatized too?
No, but we do an equipment check at the beginning and end of every day. I was able to access these logs and there was nothing on them, so I'm afraid folks got careless. Marcos Calderon was actually in charge of enforcing some of these safety protocols. Truth is, we're understaffed. There was too much to cover. There still is.
So what exactly happens when you breathe this shit?
It displaces oxygen. Direct exposure can cause tissue damage or, in some cases, even severe burns.
So how do you detect a leak?
We have systems in place for that, but it doesn't smell if that's what you're asking me. It has no warning properties. At least none a human can easily identify.
So did the system detect it then?
I'm gonna have to get back to you on that one.
So, anything out of the ordinary going on?
Like what?
Behind the scenes. Management issues, workers revolting, that kind of stuff.
I'm not really qualified to talk about that. However, you can direct those questions to corporate counsel, or I'm happy to reach out and get back to you on that as well.
Is that like a company motto?
I'm just making sure I get you the right information.
Right as in right for you guys, or right as in accurate?
Come in. Hey, how's your triumphant return?
Well, feels like I never left. Everyone still hates me.
Nobody hates you. They all got their own shit to deal with. Hey, I'll let you in on a little secret. You're not on their minds, and neither am I. They're all just trying to get through the day.
Gee, thanks, Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil? That fool knows nothing compared to me.
Whatever you say, boss.
How's the poultry farm case?
I'm trying to keep my distance. I don't want to get too close, like last time.
Well, you can get close. That's different than making it personal.
It's uncomfortable for me.
How so?
The farm workers. I feel strange talking to them, the way they look at me. No one trusts us.
Don't you remember how it was to be on the other side?
Yeah, but I would like to not be put in the same box as the ICE agents, or even Carbonara.
Well, you are not, but it's enough to have a few bad apples to make people distrust uniformed officers. I feel wrong saying it, but you know what? We've earned that bad reputation.
We haven't. The other ones did.
Okay, but that's enough. You can blame the others, or you can do what you do best and change things from the inside.
Yeah, you're right. It's just, it sucks being one of the bad guys.
Yeah. There'll always be enemies within. That's why you have to shine even brighter. You and folks like you have to be the new face of this agency.
Oh my God, Ralph. Come on, have the crazy woke liberals gotten to you too?
I ain't talking no politics. I'm talking about character.
Character, huh?
Yeah, character, Ranger. That's what makes or breaks a cop.
Sophie, you here? Sophie? Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I just needed some alone time.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm tired. Monday blues, I guess. Well, it's a morning thing. I'm a bit sad when I wake up, but it wears off.
You sure you're okay? We can talk, you know? We can always talk.
I know. Forget it. Welcome back. What do you need?
Oh, well, now I kind of feel like an asshole for coming here to ask you something.
Don't. It's nothing. It's probably the melatonin. I've been sleeping way too much.
All right, well, now that you're mentioning chemicals, I wanted to ask you about liquid nitrogen. The case with the poultry farm, 19 workers died after inhaling it. I'm getting conflicting accounts. Survivor said he smelled the leak, but this guy Jacobs, the company's regional manager, he said nitrogen doesn't smell.
Liquid nitrogen is technically odorless. I mean, a big chunk of our atmosphere is made up of nitrogen, so we're constantly inhaling
it. I get it. Don't get too excited on me. Just give me the liquid nitrogen for dummies take.
Well, yeah, if you inhale it in excessive amounts, of course, you can die. But no smell. So Jacobs is telling the truth. You all right?
Yeah, I think the victim might be a suspect. Eileen Castillo.
Miss Castillo, this is Graham Rivera. I'm an attorney with Chicken Winner. I want to apologize. We had some things move around last minute. Do you mind doing this on the phone? We're just talking, right? I'm more than happy to answer any questions you might have on behalf of the company.
Sure. Yeah, we can do it over the phone.
I'll be recording this call, if you don't mind. I'm not obliged to inform you, but I think we all want to keep this process as friendly and cordial as possible.
That's fine. Guess I'll record this, too.
Andy, get over here.
Mr. Rivera, we're starting to look for a motive, and we are...
Motive? This was an accident.
We're just trying to tackle this from all angles, and we haven't received the system logs that Mr. Jacobs was supposed to send us, so...
I'm not sure what Mr. Jacobs promised you. I represent the company.
Mr. Jacobs is employed by the company.
For now. And he's not the company. We're not responsible or liable for what one of our thousands of employees may say.
I'm just asking for some logs, that's all.
Okay, well, I'll talk to him and see what we can do. Whatever he may have in my office, we'll send it to you right away.
Great, but in the meantime, the workers were trying to unionize, and I know that's a touchy subject in any corporation. CEOs, investors, stockholders, they don't like that.
What are you suggesting?
Well, it's just a bit odd, isn't it? That a bunch of these guys are going to vote to unionize on Friday, 2 days prior, you have 19 of them die. The wannabe union leader in the hospital and the rest scared shitless.
That's pretty good.
Keep your voice down. Mr. Rivera, are you there?
I feel like you're suggesting something very unfortunate, officer. What you're suggesting is just short of an accusation, and I don't think you want to do that.
No need to take it personally. We could issue a couple of warrants, but we want to keep it... What did you say? Friendly and cordial?
And we want to cooperate fully, officer, don't get me wrong. What happened at the farm is a tragedy, and we care about our workers, and we are in talks with their families to compensate them generously.
Some people would call that hush money.
So you wouldn't have a problem if we talked to some of the families? I'm asking because we've tried to reach out to some of them, and they seem too scared to say anything.
I can't exactly encourage them to talk to you if that's what you want. And I understand why they wouldn't want to talk to you. I think that's more of a police issue.
Touché.
Guess I'm asking if they were told not to talk to us.
We're a company, officer, not the mafia. Let me remind you, we employ over 30,000 people throughout the state. We are a huge...
Plenty of undocumented folks, I hear. Mr. Rivera, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Perhaps it's better we talk in person. There are some delicate matters I'd rather not get into over the phone. My office will be in touch soon to reschedule.
Man, you outlawyered the lawyer. Maybe you can represent yourself in your divorce.
You know what? I'm starting to think you're more fixated on my divorce than I am. Are you waiting on me to be officially single or what?
You wish. No, I don't date Mexican girls. All right? Too intense.
Dios, Andy. How many times have I told you I'm not Mexican, huh? Besides, you American boys are no walk in the park. It's all me, me, me.
Well, I'm Irish, so I wouldn't know.
I feel like an asshole for bringing up the undocumented worker stuff.
That was a nice touch. Look, listen, we're not going to hurt these folks, okay? And as you said, we have to work all the angles here. Chicken Winner will play along. They don't want any more cops sniffing around in their business.
Hello?
Mrs. Cordoba?
Yes?
This is Eileen Castillo with the Texas Rangers. First of all, let me say how sorry I am about your loss. I'm calling because I'm looking into... Mrs. Cordoba? Hello? Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Hello?
Is this Felipe Rincon?
Yes, this is him.
Sorry, I'm not calling about my car. I got your number from Marcos Calderon.
Yeah, I know Marcos.
I'm sorry about your son. Sir, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Sir, my name is Eileen Castillo, and I'm a Texas Ranger. And I want to say, before you hang up on me, I just want to say I'm trying to help out. I want justice for your son. Sir, you there?
You want to talk?
Yes. Yes, I would love to talk.
Come by the shop. Just you. Not in uniform. Bring your car, a normal car. You come in and need an oil change.
You look like you just had a major breakthrough.
Not quite, but it's something.
It's good to see you back here.
Are you being sarcastic?
No. But maybe I owe you an apology. Las Pelonas. I think you were right. It reeks of bullshit.
Glad you got the balls to admit it.
How's the poultry farm massacre?
Can't say it's a massacre just yet. You're not trying to steal my case again, are you?
No, no. I got my plate full.
Your brother?
No, but how do you know about that?
Andy mentioned something. It wasn't gossip. He just said you were busy taking care of some personal stuff.
Thanks for asking. My brother's doing just fine. But full disclosure, he's a junkie. But I still gotta help.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Nah, don't be. It's been going on since I was a teenager. I do it for my mother. I gotta bail his ass out every now and then and make sure he's keeping out of trouble. You don't get to choose your family.
I kind of know what you mean.
No, do you know an addict too?
Maybe. But no, not really. I'm a single child of my parents. They're great, but I don't think they understand me. I know. First world problems.
Yeah, doesn't sound so bad. Well, see you around, Ranger.
Wendell.
Yeah?
Sorry if I came off too hot. The last thing I want you to think is that I'm entitled
hey,
and that
hey,
I...
It's okay, Ranger. Let's, hit the reset button.
Mr. Rincon? Mr. Rincon?
Sorry, ma'am. I didn't hear you.
Hi, sir. I need an oil change. My car's outside.
Can you pop your hood for me? Go ahead. Ask your questions. We act like we're talking about your car.
They pay you not to talk?
Yes. They made me sign some papers. But I don't care. I feel like Judas. My son is dead. He was a good kid. Marcos took care of him. Enrique, he was pale. I'd never seen him so pale.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Rincon. I don't know what to say.
That is the worst part. Nobody knows what to say. What to do.
Did you meet Marcos through your son?
No, I introduced Enrique to Marcos. Marcos and I crossed in the 80s. It was easier then. Everything was easier. We met at a kitchen. I washed the dishes, he mopped the floors. I didn't like Mexican before I met Marcos. Found them muy creídos, you know?
Where are you from?
El Salvador.
Marcos, he really wanted to unionize. An incident like this, it could end up helping the cause.
Are you asking if Marcos did this?
No, Did your son talk about working at the poultry farm, how he was treated? Any underlying issues?
That union thing was stupid. I told him that. Bunch of illegals asking for better wages and rights. And you are inviting them to fire you. Or worse, call la migra. Enrique, I think he did say once he got a death threat on the Facebook.
Did he say from who?
Someone who used to work at the farm and got fired. Enrique didn't want to scare the others, so he ignored it. I told him he should not have the Facebook. Told him to delete it. La Migra could see it one day. But I think he was tired of hiding all the time, being scared. They were all tired. I'm tired, too.
You sure you don't remember a name?
No. Your car looks good. Is that person with you?
What person?
The one in the blue car over there.
Hey, stop right there. Stop! I said stop! You get a look at the guy?
No. But he saw me.
Go inside. It'll be fine. I'm gonna take care of this.
IT services, this is Monica.
Hi there. It's Eileen.
Hi.
I know you probably hate my guts. I deserve it, but I need some help.
I don't hate your guts. Sure, I feel kind of used, but what happened with Las Palonas, I think you were right all along.
Thank you. I think so, too. But I guess we gotta pick our battles, and I'm in the middle of a big one, and one that I can actually win. Can you type this up? X78LRF4.
What's that?
A license plate. I need you to check it out for me. Oh, one more thing. Apparently there was a guy sending death threats to Enrique Rincon on Facebook, a former coworker of his. You think you can check that out, too? See if there's anything online?
Yeah, I can do that. You did hear about Marcos Calderon, right?
No, what about him?
He's dead. It's in the news. The whole thing.
What the fuck are you doing?
Take me in.
What?
Arrest me.
Mr. Rincon, drop the pry bar.
They saw me. Take me in, please.
Tejana is a production of Sonoro and Telemundo. Executive producers are Stephanie Beatrice, Renny Diaz, and Carlos Quintanilla for Telemundo, and Jasmine Romero, Camila Victoriano, and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro.
Directed by Alejandra Lopez.
Produced by Andres Russo Vargas. Our supervising producer and line producer is Sofia De Antuniano. Our project manager is Gustavo Aguilar. With performances in this episode by Stephanie Beatrice as Eileen Castillo, Jonah Platt as Andy McAllen, Patrick Page as Ralph Tuffin, Gabriela Torres as Monica Gomez, Marlena Powell as Sophie Knox, and Phil Lewis as Wendell Brady, Cedric Lieva, Tony Chiroldes, Laura Gomez, Paco Lozano, Tom Paulino, Danny Bolero, Hector Fernandez, Alex DeWinter, Christian Hatar, Joey D'Alfonso, John Moreno, Karina Ortiz, and Monica Delgado. Post-production supervisor, Israel Piz Perez. Our story editor is Jasmine Romero. Script coordination by Paola Estrada. Casting by Jasmine Romero, Christian Hatar, and Camila Victoriano. Audio engineering by Hector Fernandez. Our dialogue editor and sound supervisor is Daniel Padilla. Sound design and Foley by Alex DeWinter. Our music editor is Laura Cruz. Orchestration and score by Laura Cruz and Hector Fernandez. Assembly and mixdown by Alex DeWinter. And mastering by Israel Piz Perez.